The privately funded rocket plane Spaceship One has just completed another flight to the edge of space above the Mojave Desert in California. The team has been competing to win a $10 million award known as the X Prize. This morning's successful flight means they should win it. NPR's David Kestenbaum joins me now. David, the plane went into some unplanned rolls last week on its flight. How did things go today?
This morning went pretty smoothly. This is the team led by Bert Rutan, who's an aerospace entrepreneur based out in California. He's got a company called Scaled Composites, and the effort is funded by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. And the rocket plane went up to 100 kilometers, which is regarded as the edge of space, and came back down. Last week it was sort of scary. You're watching those rolls. So the plane went up, it lit off its rocket, and then it started to spin slowly. And I think for people on the ground, they didn't really know what was going on. Eventually, the pilot stopped the spinning and brought it back down. They haven't released an official report on what happened, but Bert Rutan said he wasn't really worried about it, and they went for a second launch today.
Yeah, and this prize, this X Prize, it's modeled after a big prize that was offered for the first person to make a solo transatlantic flight, and Charles Lindbergh won that in 1927. What are the rules for this prize, the X Prize?
Right, that was called the Orteig Prize, and Lindbergh won $25,000. This is a $10 million prize. And the rules are you have to fly up to the edge of the atmosphere, which is arbitrarily noted to be about 100 kilometers, and you have to bring a pilot up and the weight of two other people or two other people. And they decided not to send the full crew of three since this is still an experimental vehicle. Instead, they packed the craft with weight. It included some bits of memorabilia. Rutan sent an old college slide rule of his up. There's an old watch. There's a copy of the book, The Spirit of St. Louis, which Charles Lindbergh wrote about his 1927 flight. There were some favorite tools, tree seedlings, even a teddy bear, and the ashes of Bert Rutan's mother. So fortunately, it all went okay.
So, David, how long before you and I can buy a ticket and hop on a rocket plane?
Well, the $10 million is not going to completely defer the cost of this effort. Paul Allen, the guy who bankrolled it, said it cost him more than twice that. So they're not exactly making money on it. However, Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines has licensed the technology, and he says in 2007 he wants to be able to offer flights, and the ticket price would be about $200,000. So you and I are going to have to win some awards before we can do that. But that's the plan. I should point out this is not really a trip to orbit. It would be a short flight up, and you'd have maybe time to take your seatbelt on and have a cocktail and put it back on and come back down.
Now, Spaceship One had a number of competitors. What's happened to them? What's with them now?
Bert Rutan was clearly the best funded and out in front for the whole competition. There are over a dozen other competitors. Some of them really have just written things down on paper. Some of them are testing rockets. And the other group that was hoping to launch soon is called the Da Vinci Project in Canada. And their idea was to start off with a high-altitude balloon carrying a rocket plane up and then cut the string and ride the rocket plane up to the edge of space. And they had some problems earlier this week. Another of the competitors called Armadillo Aerospace, which was started by John Carmack, who made his money in the video game industry. They put up a video not so long ago on their website showing a rocket that just went completely awry and smashed into the ground. So it's not as easy as it looks.
David, thanks very much. NPR's David Kestenbaum.